Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine right off of 114. Come see us, and they got a great value for you today. They're celebrating Men's Health Awareness Month here, the month of November, offering a total tea consultation to new patients for just $50. That's a $250 value if you book that appointment today through the end of the month here, Men's Tea Clinic, and that's good at all five DFW Men's Tea Clinic locations. Let's talk about the Cowboys getting the win 33-16. Does it mean anything for the rest of the season, or was it just one super fun night? General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. He's already looked at the film, and he'll have a full report on it coming up at 3:40 in Krusty's Corner. It's a can't-miss segment every day here for Cowboys fans. Lucius Alexander's back home in the Pimp Cup, master control there at 75 and Forest. I think that's what I want to call it. 75 and 635. It's in that area. It's by Costco. Yeah, we'll check
it out. Merit.
Yeah, but Lucia's about to go five flawless like it's nothing. You got Wolchuk and Chia follow, of course, here. Ramon is remote engineering here for you. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. I'm all jumbled up here. I thought it was a pretty good start there until that last second. But, man, thank you.
You were cruising.
Yeah, I blame Brian.
For what?
You just had to interrupt him.
Well, interrupt a Soros.
And I'm distracted because I'm finally seeing the Bucky's boo-boo on that right knee.
Oh, no. This is the injury that always happens. This is like a permanent. Anytime I fall, that's the area that gets injured.
Nice little raspberry.
Dawson, I'm sorry. I was just trying to help you with merit. You know?
You're good.
Man.
Yeah, you're good. We're used to it, and it's hard to call it exactly what the location is, but it's the Lakeside Studios, and as we near 2 weeks of broadcasting in our new digs, it's been great. I'm going to say it's nothing. It was a fun game. We got to go see them score against Philadelphia. Do that. Score against Philadelphia. Containing them shouldn't be the biggest challenge, but obviously take a step forward with the defense. But it's a cool. Now we'll see what you're really made of Sunday against the bird turds from Philadelphia, Brian.
Yeah, it's going to be, can your offensive line, you're going to have some key players. The Raiders didn't have enough of those, but the Eagles do. Their pass rush, their inside defensive tackles. We'll get into all those tomorrow with the breakdown of their offense. But, we knew going into the game, this is a game you have to win. You have to go in there and beat the Raiders. They did beat the Raiders. But you put yourself in the situation where they're all really must-win games. You just have to, whatever it takes, whatever you have to do, play great defense. And I was encouraged by watching the defense play, just with the new guys. When I saw, and I mentioned this earlier across, when I saw the inactive list, I said, okay, they're all the guys, the reason why you're 3-5-1. That area.
A lot of bums over there.
Now let's see how this thing is going to look without all those guys playing out there.
And we got real players.
Well, yeah, and the cornerbacks I think did a nice job. Mm-hmm. The thing with Brock Bowers is going to be tough. We didn't really know how they were going to cover. What they do is they took every one of their corners and ran them at him. one time. And it's and they kind of figured out, like, oh, well, who's the best one that can cover him? I think this Revell, I think we got a hybrid tight end killer here.
He's got the size for it.
The length, dude.
Yeah, when you watch him play along the line of scrimmage and you play press man, he played left corner, he played right corner, they put him in the slot. You know, his ability to run with.
The movement was good.
The crossing routes. And that's what the Raiders did that whole time. I mean, everything's a crossing route. And when he was playing man, that son of a gun was running. Knee brace or not, he was running with guys. So that was encouraging to see him. Carson have a better opportunity. Continues to play at a high level there. Having Hooker back, I think, made a difference. The linebacker situation. Less Fowler, more other guys involved.
Less Sam Williams.
You know, they're kind
less
of
Kenneth Murray. No Kyrie Elam.
Yeah, they're kind of figuring things out here a little bit.
I thought maybe Revell is still unsure about his leg. That would be the only thing I saw last night watching the game, but I haven't watched the tape like you have. Yeah. I still don't know how you have all this time to watch all this tape. You must be sleeping like 4 hours a night during the season.
I got home at – me and Wolchuk got done at 1. I got up at 4:30 and started
at
5.
My goodness.
You're an animal.
He's an absolute machine.
Well, we got to. I mean, this is what we do. We this time of year, and the NFL –
it's what you do.
Well, it's the NFL schedule doesn't – I mean, they throw you these Thursday night games. They throw you Monday night games, and you just got to – and then the next day you got to show up and do work. I mean, there's people in our organization that will work and others that won't.
Yeah.
You know, we got some of those here.
You sure, yeah, you yeah. sure do.
Yeah.
And you've long detailed how
who
you think
you
I'm lazy.
To?
Oh, I've just – you know, there's some people that will get after it. And there's others that will just – you know, kind of find other ways.
We got some grinders, and we got some non-grinders. Yeah. And I'm not talking about the app, Eric. I know you perked up over there.
I did get a little excited there for a second.
Yeah,
yeah I mean, you're an animal, though. You really are. Like, if you got your T-levels checked here today, I think you'd break their system of measurement.
Yeah. They'd be like, how long have you been on testosterone therapy?
Sleeping Wolverine.
Dude. But Cowboys getting the win. What do you think at 877-881-1053? You still look at the rest of this schedule and the Chargers, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles. There's just four games in there, and you got to win two of them. That seems like too stiff of a challenge for me right now to believe that this Cowboys team could go do that.
Four of the next five at home, right?
Yeah,
is that what you got? You
know? I think you got to win three of the four.
Yeah,
if you really want a serious chance to get in.
Yeah.
So you can only lose one more game.
I think you can really. If you really want to get into this thing, maybe you can drop two. I think you need to try and win all but one. And look, the Eagles. I think they play the Eagles well. They did it week one. Dak 6-1 at home against Philly. It's going to be a great challenge. I'm excited for the Jalen Carter matchup with Tyler Booker and Beebe and Smith inside. We didn't get that week one. But they ran the football well against the Eagles. Now, this Eagles defense is much better than it was then with the additions that they've made with Jalen Phillips. Their secondary is playing better as well.
N'Kobe Dean being back off injury, he's playing legit football at linebacker for them.
We'll see what they do at right tackle, too, with no Lane Johnson. You know, that's going to be an issue. Then you've got to find guys along that line of scrimmage that you can maybe take advantage of. There were five guys across the line of scrimmage last night.
Yeah.
And they did some things that were really cool. Four different times I saw that five-man line. They had some different combinations with the way they ran it. And so, yeah, that was encouraging.
It seems dangerous. Like, they ran it towards the end of the game, and it was total suffocation on the – was it the game-clinching or the game-ending sack?
They just – what they did was they figured out, let's just single up all these Raider offensive linemen, and they just went to work on it.
And they got something now with Ezeraku and Clowney.
Yes.
Like, those two, as your starting ends, and you want to play the run, they're both doing it at an extremely high level.
Yeah. I think that Ezeraku was better against the run than he was the pass yesterday.
Really, maybe all year. That's kind of been the case.
The thing about him yesterday's game, too, is, though, as well as Quinnen Williams played, Zach, I think you might have saw this, I think Kenny Clark was just as good.
Yeah,
Clark was playing on their side of the line of scrimmage. Like, Quinnen Williams can get off the football. Kenny Clark was getting it off and then driving guys back and then getting rid of them and going and making some plays.
Oh, it's the second sack of the year. That's amazing as well. I think one of the things that is my takeaway, though, is we probably got to retire the idea of a top five pick. I think this thing is heading for 7-9-1 at worst. Minnesota's bad. Commanders are bad. Giants are bad.
Yeah,
I think that's probably who knows what.
Who knows what Charger team is going to show up to? They go on the road and become roadkill,
right. Especially
in tackles.
Noon kick. Yeah, at AT&T
it's a weird team. You know them.
That might be the second worst offensive line you play all season with all the injuries.
Yeah. And Minnesota's not playing great right now. J.J. McCarthy, he's kind of up and down.
We're selling hopium here, but you.
It's cautious optimism. Could they get absolutely blown out by the Eagles? Would any of us be stunned? No. But I do think that there are reasons to be optimistic after what we saw yesterday, and I don't care, to your point, that it was the Raiders.
I don't either.
There are some things now going with Logan Wilson now at linebacker, with Quinnen Williams now helping everybody else along the defensive line, with Donovan Ezeraku emerging as a legit NFL player now, to where, okay, and Kalen Carson, that looks like the guy we saw coming out of the draft now.
Yeah.
And Revel, I thought Revel was better than I ever expected him to be yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think he was going to play as much as he did.
I know.
See,
Not as good as Deron Bland.
Honestly, Overshown was the one that
The funny thing about Revel is we were talking during the week that they thought he was going to play more special teams, but all of a sudden he had a good week of practice. Hmm. And then they felt confident that they could play him in the game. He played the first snap of the fourth quarter and then was in at the very end for the last kneel down stuff. Didn't play really at all in the fourth. So all his action was first half action and then some into the third. Mm.
So there's two ways of looking at the Pickens and Lamb start to the game. Either, you know, you want to make exceptions because they're star players. I don't know how would Jimmy have done that, or you're trying to create a culture of accountability and you can't send a message to everybody else that the rules don't apply to some of you. That's just weird. That's inconsistent with what Shoddy's doing. I favor option B here, and I applaud Shoddy for what he did last night. I thought it was a perfect opportunity to do that against the Raiders.
Right.
I don't know if he'd do it against the Eagles. But yeah, if you say, hey, you know, curfew is important, maybe it's not actually that important for elite athletes like George Pickens and CD Lamb, who might be night owls. You know, they might just be on their normal schedule of the week, like we're going to stay up till 5 or 7 in the morning or whatever it is. I guess it was Choppy this morning saying you got to figure out a different way to punish him so you're not punishing the whole team. But I thought it was the biggest way to send the message. And I'm not going to protect you from the national media and the fans. I'm going to let everybody know. I do think sometimes Shoddy has this appearance or this brand of being all enthusiasm and positivity, but some of the comments he's made have suggested that there's members of the coaching staff that have to check with him and make sure, are you good right now? Because his temper and the edge can really get pretty sharp in the discipline. And we saw that when they were fighting too much in Oxnard, California. You guys want to fight? Mm-hmm. Let's bleep and line up. You know, mm-hmm. Show me how you're fighting now. And that's sort of the Marty Schottenheimer part of his personality. And I do wonder, like, when did he make that decision? What state was he in when he made that decision? Was it out of frustration or was it thought through? I'm going to send a message to these guys. But whatever the case, it didn't impact the game. And they had the big hug and smiles there on the sideline. So I'm glad it happened. And it didn't cost him a game. If it had been a very close game, though, maybe I'd feel different.
100%. I mean, it would be one of those things where it's like, what are you doing? But at the same time, I was walking through this in my thought process in real time during the post-game show with Brian, and I liked what Shoddy did. I think that we've kind of craved and thought that maybe there wasn't enough discipline. Maybe there was a little bit too much coddling with this organization, the country club mentality, as we've talked about with this franchise. Look, those are your two best offensive players, and clearly they go 3 and out with them off the field. So I do think there's something to be said where, yeah, they can take accountability for themselves, but now you're impacting everybody else of your entire team. All your teammates now are looking at you like, dude, you're costing us an opportunity now to win. We're practicing. We're working our ass off all week long. You guys now go out and do something that you know you shouldn't be doing, and now this is affecting everybody else. There's something about that when, like, yeah, I can screw up, but when it now impacts all of you, like, oh, now Brian's in the weeds with me. It's now I feel worse about it.
Right.
Right now it's I'm not going to make sure I don't do that again mm-hmm. because me is one thing. Getting Eric in trouble as well now is a totally different one. So I kind of like the way Shoddy did this.
I think it's the no-brainer of all no-brainers. I think it was 100% the right move in every single way, even if they go out and lose that game. You're not losing the game because you were out for 3 plays. You would have lost the game for a million other reasons. And that game is not as important. It's not like Brian Schottenheimer is coaching for his job right now. He's coaching for something so much bigger than this. He's having to make up for decades of a bad culture. right? And so this was the perfect opportunity. Your two best players, Monday Night Football, and it is a bad team, right? Yeah. And it's not like, hey, it's a quarter. It wasn't like it was a half, right? You see that all the time. College football, somebody suspended for an entire half, mm-hmm. whatever it is. It ended up being three plays. We're talking about one drive.
Yeah.
But it still sent the message that it sends is huge. And then the thing that I did love too is it's not like they're all pouty and it's bleep you shoddy. He's developed a sincere love for these guys mm-hmm. in a way to where in the middle of the game he's hyped up with them and they're congratulating, they're loving it, smiling. It's like that's what it is about, dude.
Yeah.
I am the leader here. And if you are going to disrespect me and you are going to disrespect your teammates, there is a price to be paid.
Amen.
This is 100% professional football right now. And so I absolutely loved what he did and the aftermath of it, which was they both played really good games, in particular George Pickens. All right, George Pickens, unbelievable.
Looks like the best player in football.
He's as fun to watch as anybody in the league, but it's also not like, oh, you're punishing me, but I also really don't have the respect for you, so now I'm still going to be pouty and take it out on you, and no, I'm not going to dap you up after plays. No, like that was a perfect encapsulation of everything Shoddy's done to this point, to where I can still discipline you, I can discipline my daughter, but she still knows that I love her. And 15 minutes later, we could be playing together.
Yep.
Right? I thought it was beautiful. It was a no-brainer. I love that from Shoddy.
Do you feel like that the organization knows kicking Diggs in the junk more than, you know, that maybe they're kicking him in the junk too much as compared to what the things like, you know, your players basically, you just said the thing, disrespecting the coach. I mean, disrespect is going on a road trip like this and you know, having a game. And then not bothering to show up for the things that he's asking you to do.
That's what I'm saying. That is disrespectful.
That's fair. I know, but I'm saying it's very disrespectful. But I feel like that Diggs is taking more of the blunt of the punishment or the more of the everybody being mad at him. And here these guys were all kind of yucking it up and laughing on the sidelines. Are they being fair to Diggs? I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, because Diggs, first of all, Diggs has a multitude of things, right? It's not just a one isolated deal. And then it's not like, hey, you were benched and then you come back in and you're making plays left and right. And now we have something to celebrate. What have you given me, Diggs, to celebrate with you?
So you're saying because of his level of poor play that he should be treated differently?
I don't think it's being treated differently. It's being presented with what you presented me. George Pickens, I bench you, whatever it is, and then you come in and you have an unbelievable game.
Yeah.
And now we're addressing that fact. I'm not just going to, like, not celebrate with you because of that. Mm-hmm. Diggs, I would imagine if Diggs, when whatever game was he didn't start, if he goes out there and then has huge plays, Shoddy would be celebrating with him. I don't think he would be like, no, like Diggs is on my bleep list.
I think this is the Joneses versus Diggs. What we had last night was Shoddy managing something with his players. And I think Diggs would get the same thing from Shoddy if he would, you know, go out there and perform well. I think that's one of the great things about Shoddy is he's going to be a disciplinarian, but he's not doing it because he doesn't like you or because he's mean. He just wants you to get with the program, and as soon as you do that, it's nothing
but love.
If
you're a player and you see the way they treat Diggs, do you feel different?
Diggs is at home on a Thursday night finding a way to concuss himself and miss time. That is, I mean, on top of that, he was the guy that entire injury.
But they're on the road.
Half-assed the rehab.
I'm just asking the question because basically, your two best offensive players went out and basically said, "Ah, F it, Shoddy. We're cool. We're good. We're not worried about what you want to do for this game." You know, I mean, they're literally on the road. Diggs is in his own home. You know, I mean, he's whatever he did to himself. But it's not like he's going on the road and just basically flipping Shoddy the bird, these two guys, and like, yeah, we're going to go do what we want to do.
Yeah, but I think it's also a build-up to what Eric's point is of previous actions with Diggs. And I think he's also been the one that has been more outspoken about not wanting to buy into what Matt Eberflus wants to do. And in turn,
he's been outspoken about the defense has sucked.
Right. But he's also been outspoken, I think, about some of the schematic stuff that he doesn't like, which, to his point, might be totally fair. But then it also might also plant the seed to other players that are younger than him that, well, if he feels that way, maybe I should feel that way. Yeah. And so now you've got a bad egg that's kind of giving a negative, not buy into attitude to the rest of the entire defense, right? That can seep into everybody else in that locker room.
Do you feel like the wide receivers didn't buy into curfew?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're like, we're out in Vegas. We're going to go have some fun. Yeah. Yeah. They're probably swiping on Tinder and something too good to be true.
Sure.
Matched with them.
Sure.
They're like, well, I guess curfew is not going to, you know, be an option for us. So yeah. We're live at Men's Tea Clinic here in Grapevine. And if you stop in, any patient at any Men's Tea Clinic location with one canned good to help a family in need, you will get a complimentary pure B12 injection. Menstclinic.com, 972-GO-MENS-TEA. And this $50 total tea consultation is available for you as well for all new patients. That's a $250 value if you book your appointment today through the end of November. Join us with Men's Tea Clinic celebrating Men's Health Awareness Month. We got the G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side. Then Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. Buddy, what's the subject?
Well, it is National Princess and Mickey Mouse's birthday today, okay? Yeah. And I've been watching a lot of Mickey Mouse lately. Yeah. My daughter Eliza's loving it. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, big fan in our household. The top 10 Disney characters of all time. I know Medford might have done a little bit of this earlier with his segment, but we're going to circle back. 877-881-1053. Who's your favorite Disney character? That's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Next. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. Here we are live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. We'll be here all the way until 7 o'clock, and they're celebrating Men's Health Awareness Month. They want to raise awareness for optimizing your hormones, but also mental health is a big topic here. Over the last couple of weeks, hormone optimization can be a huge turnaround there. So if you're feeling down, if you're feeling not social, having your hormones optimized can be a big step in the right direction. And Men's Tea Clinic can make that real easy for you. $50 total tea consultation. That includes getting your testosterone numbers and in-body composition analysis to give you baselines for everything and get on the path to success there. It's time now for the champ and for Wolchuk's top 10. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels First, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go back into that Pimp Cup where Lucius has the champ.
Buddy. Oh, yeah. What a play, boy.
Hey.
Hey.
You know me, man. Yeah. I'm back in the day, 1977 playboy guy.
I like that dog. Hairy chest.
Yeah.
The Burt Reynolds laying on the bed.
Yeah, you never know.
All right. That was such a bad time in our lives.
No, that was great, bro. That was great. I think that was like peak America almost yeah. at that time. Yeah. All right, Eric Chiafalo, you are our winner and chap of G-Bag of the Day so far. It was your goodbye letter to Mr. Nico Harrison.
Fortune favors the bold. So exciting, exciting things fell our way.
What a joke.
Nico Harrison, you didn't just rip our hearts out. You tossed them in a blender of betrayal. You chugged the smoothie of heartbreak, and you crapped it out. And then you urinated all over it. Your sick, selfish hatred for Fupa Fat Boy, beer-chugging superstars who drop 30-point triple-doubles in their sleep and carry teams to the finals on their big-ass backs sent us spiraling down into the sewage of the sport. And you traded our guy for an older, fatter, glass-boned big man who's played in maybe 30% of the games that you dragged him here. Defense wins championships, huh? What wins is fat, pale loaves of European bread rising to the occasion. Just ask the Nuggets. Luka was our loaf. Home-baked, yeast-perfected, a once-in-a-millennium crust, the kind of talent most cities wait a lifetime to sniff. The basketball gods handed us a miracle, straight from our German goat loaf to this Slovenian masterpiece, and you wiped your hiney with it.
Hiney!
You rubbed it in our faces, and then you jammed Anthony Davis pipe dreams and two-year windows down our throats. Windows held open with toothpicks over the most fragile roster in the league.
Broken!
Misfortune favors the incompetent, Nico. Ooh. A wise man once said, people are either showers or growers in this life.
Damn right.
Nico Harrison, he's both.
He's both. And he's gone. And
thank gosh he's gone.
Yes, what a week that was.
Gosh, man. I hate that
what
guy.
What a moment it was. Chief will face a couple of challengers tonight coming up, the G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. But if you ever miss who the champ is, we replay it for you right here. We're live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220. Here he is, the Woolly Bully.
All right, give me your favorite Disney character, 877-881-1053, National Princess Day. Man, who doesn't love a good Disney princess? Jasmine from Aladdin? Yeah. Little Mermaid, Ariel? Come on, guys.
You sound a little creepy about this.
Oh, you stop it.
Yeah, a little creepy.
You know a thing or two about that. You're telling me you never had a crush on a cartoon?
Give me
lies.
A break. It's total lies.
I know you love Jessica Rabbit, Lola Bunny.
Trixie on Speed Racer.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Does Maui count? The Rock from Moana?
Of course, absolutely.
Hard to beat that
the
guy.
The Maui's a badass.
Oh. Yeah. What can I say except you're welcome? Just nonstop bangers
in
that.
Oh, it is, dude. The second one didn't hit quite as hard.
Oh, okay, I didn't see it.
But the first one.
It's all about the first one.
It's incredible. Well, now they're doing a third, too. Simba. And they're doing a live action. Yeah, Simba.
Simba. Mufasa.
Yeah, Mufasa.
Got a lot of good ones. Mufasa. The Genie was pretty amazing.
The Genie's incredible.
That's some good jokes. What about if we're doing Lion King, give me some Rafiki.
Oh, Rafiki. Yes.
Underrated.
I mean, Timon and Pumbaa.
He's really the guy that sort of ties everything together.
He does.
Like, without him, you probably don't get the great ending.
He lives in you.
Yes, and he's painting on the with whatever it is. I don't know what exactly he's painting.
Yeah,
what is he
like
painting
a fruit.
With? He's got fruit juice. Yeah, that he's, and then he's such an artist with it too. Like the talent of Rafiki,
it's amazing,
really special, and just a go-getter
attitude.
Something
you'll never know.
Yeah, God. Yeah, but we can aspire. Yeah.
We're aspiring. That's what we do, and that's what Disney is for. And shout out to Mickey Mouse as well. It's his birthday today.
How many years old?
That's a good question. I didn't do that research, Brian.
How old is Mickey?
How old is Mickey today?
I'm on it.
Yep, let us know.
120?
Just guessing. It sounded authoritative, didn't it?
It did, man.
Okay,
like
okay.
He might be. I think like 1959, was that the first?
Let's see. He's just a touch younger than Broadus, 96 years old.
96.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Good run.
Mickey? Yeah. Or being 96? I feel pretty good for being 96.
I think you look great.
Thanks.
Mickey Mouse.
I'll be 97 here in a couple of weeks.
That's right. We get to do the roast of Broadus on his birthday. Yeah, his first public appearance in the animated short Steamboat Willie was on November 18, 1928.
Man, Steamboat Willie. Ah, We got some text coming in. 817 also with you on Rafiki. Remy from Ratatouille from the 214.
Oh, yeah.
That's about the chef rat, right?
I think you would. Yep. Have you seen that movie? You'd
no,
love it.
No, I've seen parts of it.
Remy might be your spirit animal, actually.
You think so?
I think so. I think that you actually, in another life, you might be Remy.
A chef rat.
Chef rat.
Okay.
But an outstanding chef rat in France.
Oui, oui.
I hate rats.
Maleficent getting texted in.
Oh, that's a good character.
Yeah, Maleficent. Oh, Hercules from 682. Meg and Hercules. Also.
Oh, Meg and Hercules.
Another baddie, no doubt. Jessica and Roger Rabbit, Aladdin, doing anything for love from the 469.
That Roger Rabbit one was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? The movie was wild.
I think it is pretty telling that the vintage Disney characters are pretty much out here. Nobody's texting in Donald Duck or Goofy, right?
Nobody. Pluto. The Goofy movie, and Lucius, I know you love the Goofy movie too. Classic. And, I do think Goofy, and watching the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse now with my daughter, all of, Minnie Mouse, they're all staples.
Blue the Bear's good. I liked him from the Jungle Book, right?
Oh, Baloo, yes. Blue,
yeah, Blue
Blue's,
the Bear.
Blue's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I do think Turk from Tarzan was pretty hilarious.
Which one was Turk?
Tiny, tiny little goofy gorilla. It was actually played by Rosie O'Donnell.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Did not know that.
But the character Turk is pretty awesome.
Wally from the 214.
Wally.
Kronk from Emperor's New Groove from the 972.
That Wally was a sad one.
Was that the robot?
Yeah, he was kind of alone.
Wally was a little bit depressing. It certainly was. I do think Coco. Mama Coco. The entire Coco movie, I absolutely loved. I thought that was fantastic. If you want to go with Toy Story, that is Disney Pixar.
Oh.
So Woody, Buzz, I think all of those are outstanding characters.
Mr. Potato Head,
Mrs. Potato Head. How about Slinky?
Are we talking about the real game?
No.
Talking about the movie Toy Story?
Oh. Eddie
there's
Murphy.
There's like a Mr. Potato Head like game.
Yeah, that's what it's based off of. Brian.
Oh, is that what it's based off?
It is. Okay. Or you're plugging in the face and stuff.
You plug all that stuff in, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. You can kind of distort it. You can make the eyes on the chin. And
they make faces.
Ears on the eyes.
Frozone, yes, from the 214. That's a good one. Goofy and Pluto are both dogs from the 469. Why is Pluto a pet and Goofy isn't? That's a great question. Zootopia. We got Zootopia 2 coming out. Nick from Zootopia. Eddie and Mushu. It's Mushu from the 315 Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
He's hilarious. My wife from the 432. I didn't know she was a Disney character. Nemo or Dory from the 817. Love that. Lucius, did you want to sprinkle dinkle any names in here?
Now, you got the Goofy guy in there, man. I like Goofy.
Goofy's awesome.
Yeah. I saved up my horse cleaning, barn cleaning money one time to get me an iceberg Goofy sweater. Cost me about $300 at the time, bro.
Dang.
Jeez.
It's a hell of a sweater.
Yeah, it's a hell of a sweater.
That was, you wear that for bottle service?
Bad investment, dog. Whole lot of back work just to get a sweater. It was $300.
Must have been cashmere.
Yeah. I've always kind of looked at Mickey sideways, though. Something about Mickey. Something strange about it. I got to do my Google. So
is it
Mickey,
the voice? It's like his balls never
I don't
drop.
Know. Something's funny about that character.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I figure it out.
Honorable mentions, we got Moana. Moana's very, very popular. Cruella de Vil. Maybe the greatest Disney villain.
Dalmatians?
Cruella.
Yeah.
Cruella.
Yeah, she
Deville.
Is.
She was built for that, too. That, Glenn...
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
Yeah. Perfect. Just an absolutely
she
perfect...
She was built for that.
She's also a part of the cast that got the 0% on the show that Lucius was talking about last
Kardashian
week.
Oh, the Kim Kardashian show.
Yeah. All is fair.
Okay, so did you go down that rabbit hole, Lucius? Did you watch it? Is it as bad as the ratings?
Yeah, it's downright awful.
Horrible?
Yeah, it's downright... Because it's terrible. How do you drop the ball on a cast like that?
No,
you really have to be bad.
Cast.
And,
Wears Prada like? Is that what they're going for?
I don't know what they were trying to do, but it failed all the way where you can't tell. Sometimes you can watch a show and it's so bad you can make fun of it a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't make fun of this one. It's just cringe. It's uncomfortable. You want to turn it off. But I'm going to get to that episode 3 just to see if it tries. One more time.
Hey.
One more try.
The old college try.
One more try.
Mulan, Pinocchio, Stitch, and Simba. Are your final honorable mentions? And Simba not being in the top 10, that's kind of a letdown for me. I do love me some Simba.
It's hard to believe. He's a shoe-in for the top 5.
Why?
He's not legendary.
Yeah, it is.
Carries
across
multiple generations.
100%.
Yeah. Transcendent, really.
10 is Tinkerbell from Peter Pan.
Tink over Simba. Over Simba.
And I thought Tinkerbell was kind of jealous. Tinkerbell
kind of a hater. She was.
Kind of seemed like a bee.
Fueled her.
Kind of a hater?
Yeah, she really did not like Wendy. And I thought she wanted to kill Wendy at one point. Elsa from Frozen is at number 9. First movie my daughter actually sat through all the way.
Is oh, is that right?
I think I'm going to be watching that movie a lot. A lot of Elsa in my house. I think next year for Halloween, my wife is already planning I'm going to be Olaf.
Taking Elsas left and right.
So this is going to be great. Oh, I do like Olaf, too. Maleficent comes in at 8 from Sleeping Beauty. Belle from Beauty and the Beast at 7.
Oh, that is pretty good.
Belle's good.
I was like, that was kind of a blind spot for me.
I'm hoping the Hunchback guy makes this in this one.
Oh, the Hunchback is great for Notre Dame. Quasimodo.
Quasimodo,
I do love Quasimodo.
Yeah.
He's a man. Quasimodo does not
get enough. The Beauty and the Beast guy is pretty cool, too, right?
Beast.
The Beast. The Beast, yeah.
Mary Poppins at 6.
Just a spoon.
Yeah,
I always forget Mary Poppins is Disney.
I do, too.
I always forget.
My kids do like that one.
Do they?
My kids do like Mary Poppins.
Wow.
Just a spoonful of sugar. You just said...
I mean,
is it Julie Andrews?
It was.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, these movies that we were exposed to in the late 70s, early 80s, just horrible.
Come on,
you know?
Dawson.
Wasn't it Dick Van Dyke, too?
Yes.
What was the one about Dickie the Volkswagen v. bug? I mean, just terrible movies.
Herbie
Hancock? Is that what it was? No, it was, no, that was a singer.
No,
was Herbie Fully Loaded?
Herbie's the...
With Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. The VW bug. He was like in the road rallies and stuff. Like
you were impressed by his skills.
Yes,
you're a car guy.
Yeah,
I think it was Brian's age, like 10 or 12 years older. They were like, "Oh wow, these are so great." By the time they got to me, I was like, "These seem old fashioned."
Mm-hmm.
The movie I know that Flubber. Remember, did you ever see that one, Dawson?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
No, there was
an original.
There's an original black and white version. Yeah, with
how can you get a black and white flubber?
Green flub that's black and white.
Fred McMurray was in it. He was like the high school team was bouncing all over the place. Man, they were hard to stop.
Boing,
they
had bunnies. Boing.
Yeah. The absent-minded professor.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
I did like Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Did you guys see that one?
I'm sorry,
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
No,
I'd encourage it.
Really?
Maybe. Have a little something before you go to sleep and watch that movie.
Okay, a little melatonin?
Yeah, a little bit. Just to say a chitty chitty bang bang getting texted in.
That chitty chitty bang, that's Dick Van Dyke right there.
Yep.
Child Catcher, man. That guy was terrifying.
Your top 5 greatest Disney characters of all time. The Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Winnie the Pooh coming in at number 4.
Just a T-shirt, man.
Him and Christopher Robin.
Gosh.
A little too much going on there.
You think that they were?
I'm just saying,
more than friends.
They were showing a lot of fur.
Yeah. They hadn't
perfected the child movie. There'd be like adult voices and dark themes and depression, and you're just like,
yeah.
What are we doing here? Put on Star Wars.
Give
me Back to the Future.
I took the general manager of the New England Patriots to the Aladdin. I was laughing my ass off.
Dude, Aladdin's hilarious.
Robin Williams is hilarious in Aladdin.
Genie's number 2.
Elliot Wolf was kind of like, he didn't know what the hell was going on. I was laughing my ass.
I thought Will Smith in the live-action remake crushed it, too. I thought he was great.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Oh, I think most of these live-action ones have sucked. Aladdin was all right. Not bad. Cinderella was 3, Genie number 2, but number 1 on his birthday is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
He's an icon.
All right. We're live at Men's Tea Clinic here
years old.
In Grapevine, right off of 114. They got all the goods here for you. If you're dealing with the symptoms of low testosterone, it's easier than ever to come in, get you checked out. $50 for new patients gets you a $250 value, a total T consultation at any of the 5 DFW locations here for Men's Tea Clinic. They also, they're opening up Fort Worth Alliance coming real soon, and the clinic director, Devin Price, is here. He can see a dedicated medical professional. Gary Watkins is here, the clinic director of Men's Tea Clinic Grapevine. So we will be back. We'll be here all the way till 7 o'clock. We'd love to see you swing on by. And if you bring a can of food, they got an amazing complimentary pure B12 injection. It's going to get you supercharged. Okay, Shoddy Presser is actually scheduled for 3 o'clock. That's coming up. We have Rangers news to get to, but a sports hodgepodge with the Chief is next. Buddy, what's in store?
Yeah, I think we know exactly why Savone Revel played like a stud last night. That's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Next year in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the GMAC Nation here on the Fan. Shoddy Presser scheduled for the top of the hour, so we'll hear from him before too long. Get his updated thoughts on how they did. We are live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine, offering a total tea consultation for new patients for just $50. It's a $250 value. Here's the chief for an early afternoon hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Plenty to get to on the heels of Monday Night Football Cowboys victory right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10.
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get on this?
I'm not in on that, rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
Brian Broaddus, you were raving about Savone Rivell making his NFL debut last night, number 34. They call him the Condor, right? Because he's so freaking long.
The length, yes. Yeah.
The length. I mean, it jumps off the screen. When you look at him, you're like, this dude,
big dude.
This guy's the real deal. And looks like, according to Nick Harris, I'm seeing that Savone Rivell Jr. said he played in his headphones walking out onto the field last night to set the tone for his debut. M&M's Till I Collapse.
Oh, that's a banger.
Which is just a no-brainer, get you hyped up kind
How's
of
that one
game.
Go?
I think it's like,
You got it.
It's M&M. It's like one of those hard-hitting.
Okay.
It's M&M's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Till I Collapse.
Yeah.
I'm doing something.
Circling around Till I Collapse.
Yeah. I don't know. But it just freaking fires you up. It does, like in the gym, pregame, something like that.
But we can't recall how we do it.
I can't. I don't really want to give you a rendition here.
Okay.
And
oh, it's the one with
go
Nate
left,
Dogg.
Yeah.
See. It starts off slow and then it builds up.
I'm just glad he didn't do Lose Yourself. I feel like that one's played out.
Agreed.
Like that one wouldn't motivate me. It would bore me.
Agreed. Yeah. It's like the one that Lucius will play sometimes when we do the sound off, and it's Eminem and 50 Cent. And now I'm trying to remember what that one's called, but that's another one that, like, just totally hits the way it needs
we'll
to. Brought
take your
you
word.
Get that.
We'll take your word for it there. Like, we'll take your word for it there, Sparky.
The only way it's true is if I could just belt it out right now.
I'd have to
sing
say,
it. No, but it's really.
Woolchuck was trying to help you, and you weren't going with it. Woolchuck was trying to kind of help you a little bit.
To the day that I drive, you never say that I'm not killing them.
And you
can
sing.
Not.
You can actually sing.
Yeah, but this isn't singing.
You got
this
it,
is
you
like
got it.
This is spitting bars at a high level. Either way, I respect Savone Rivell Jr. He was locked in. He was locked in, and he dominated. That's an all-time pregame playlist kind of song. It just is.
We'll take
and so he gets it. He knows ball, and we are happy to have him here.
with the Dallas Cowboys.
And he's going to be on the Cowboys Hour tonight.
There we go.
And I don't know if you guys heard this.
Go Buddy Pirates.
He's actually going to be on the Cowboys Hour tonight.
Tonight?
Right here on 105.3 The Fan and the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Yeah.
Him and Brad Sean show worthy.
At 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's Nicole Hutchinson. Nicole Hutchinson. Yeah, it's going to be star-studded as always. Okay, a couple of things that jumped out to me last night, other than I think the star of the show, of course, being George Pickens. Do you guys know what his yak number was last night?
77,
Broadus has been studying the next-gen stats.
I got a three-hour post-game.
Yep, we talked about it on the post. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. 77. Really appreciate it.
Hey, I was like zombie mode in the final 2 minutes of that game.
I don't want to hear it.
They're going with the kneel down?
Nope.
All right, very good. Bang, I'm gone. But yeah, I mean, he was crazy. No, not you boys.
Not us.
You guys were in for the long haul.
We were in for the long haul.
Broadus had to scream at Cowboys fans for 3 hours.
Yeah.
He was rude. We've never seen this before, have we, though?
Fire.
We've never seen the onside kick punt.
No.
That is a new one.
Wasn't that interesting?
I would have called the fair catch.
The fair catch.
Yeah. I think he wanted to, and he put that.
He was kind of unsure.
That thing bounced, and if it could have hit him, and
yeah,
I would have gone for the fair catch.
Agreed.
Could the Raiders have brought that down? Could they have ran and grabbed it?
Yes.
Yeah. As long as he goes 10 yards.
But, yeah. But if he calls fair catch,
then it's
screwed. But they've got it. Could be fair catch interference. It could be interference if they run into him.
Yeah, I feel like all 32 teams are coaching that up this week in their special teams meetings. Like, guys, we had a situation. Nobody knew what to do.
Yeah.
Just always call for the fair catch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Pickens wanted to. His arm went up,
and then
it went down.
Yeah.
And then that ball bounced, and if it would have ricocheted off him, that could have been a bad situation.
That's the guy you want, though, because when you think about ball trajectory, Who's the number one savant
Pickens
when it comes to ball trajectory?
It's George.
It's George. Okay, yeah. So if he didn't go for the fair catch, I assume that something in his crazy ball projecting or trajecting brain just knew, like the alert signals went off, this thing's going to bounce, it's going to go right into me, I go out of bounds, we're good here. But yeah, I think that's the one time to catch really the entire league off guard.
Well, yeah, because it was a unique situation, right? It was off the safety.
Yeah.
They have to, you have to free kick it. So you can't do your traditional onside kick.
But you have to tell them you're going to onside kick it.
Yeah, with the new rules. Yes. Yeah.
What did the next gen stats say about how high that ball went? Because it seemed like it was about 500 yards.
Big time hang time.
It hung.
Did that break a record for hang time?
Does it say that?
It's like a Serge Ibaka.
It went. No, I don't know.
That's the Walchuk's the expertise on that. So I'll take his word for it. That was special.
On expertise on what?
Just stop it.
Hang time. Hang down time. Hang time. Sorry. The other thing that
girth and tonnage,
a couple of other things here that I thought were pretty incredible.
Sure.
Kenneth Murray tipping that ball.
Yes.
The way he did that was not a run of the mill.
No, I'm standing here.
And you're throwing it. This dude head on a swivel. This is my biggest gripe with linebackers in the NFL when they're playing coverage is they just go cover grass. They're in zone coverage, and they're acting like, oh, I don't have anybody. No, it doesn't matter that this guy's my threat. It doesn't matter that he's coming across the field right now. It doesn't matter that the guy I thought was my threat went away from me, and now there's got to be somebody coming else, right?
That's a novel idea, playing your assignment.
We don't do route concepts where everybody goes to one side, so when your nearest threat goes away from you, just look the other way because somebody inevitably is coming that way.
They got it.
He finally did the thing where head's on a swivel, and he does this zigzag run thing to make sure he stays in the lane. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was teaching tape for the first time all season. Kenneth Murray. And maybe it's the Logan Wilson effect.
I would say a little bing, bing, bing
fire under that tushy.
Ooh, all of a sudden, Overshawn and Wilson are here. Ooh.
Let me go ahead and act like a professional here for a second.
Well, Kenny Clark played a little better with
Quinnen.
Right. Quinnen Williams showing up.
That's why coaches want to encourage competition at every turn internally.
I also think for the old man body, just having that bye week meant the world to Kenny.
Quinnen had the two.
Yeah, that was a really, really awesome play right there. And then we'll close it down here in the hodgepodge with just a little Lane Kiffin update for you. Mm-hmm. I know you want the L in Lane Kiffin to stand for LSU.
LSU, I'd hope.
But it's amazing the rabid nature of college football fans, especially in the SEC.
Message board?
Because, this is somebody who's tracking down apparently the most expensive. We do like the flight tracking, right? Mm-hmm. But this is the Zillow tracker.
Okay. The homes.
Nice. The most expensive house in Gainesville, and Gators fans want it to be Lanesville, just went under contract today. It's Dan Mullen's old house. and I believe it's in the AD's neighborhood. And so it's just.
So they're
trying
lining,
to read
they're
tea
lining
leaves.
Up. They're lining them up.
They're trying to see, like, maybe he's already committed. It seems like he got a taste of the Florida situation, got a taste of the LSU situation, and now he's trying to combat all the distractions with his current team. That's a weird dynamic. It's a very weird
Paul
dynamic.
Paul Feinbaum believes he might not even coach the playoffs.
Well, he was on McAfee today, and he was trying to do his best to shoot down a lot of these rumors. Like the ultimatum report, he said, not true. Ole Miss didn't tell me that I got to make a decision by the Egg Bowl. But I don't know. It is weird. If he does leave, then I would imagine he doesn't end up coaching, which would be huge for I would hate that. But now Texas is getting a little nervous about Sark.
As this thing evolves, they need some rules, though. We got the Arizona State quarterback leave it talking about transferring already. Like, things are happening way too early as these programs try to get their ducks in a row.
That Arizona State thing was a bad deal for him, and he got beat up too much. The quarterback there at Arizona State.
Oh, Sam Levitt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Sports hodgepodge in the books. Shotties on the other side. We are live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. Stop by any Men's Tea location today with one canned good to help a family in need for a complimentary pure B12 injection. Go to mensteaclinic.com, 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA, 5 DFT locations, and number 6 coming to Alliance in Fort Worth real soon. And we're back with that shoddy presser here in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.